This is St. Louis Public Radio. Decades ago, St. Louisans might have visited Easton Avenue for a fun Saturday afternoon. In the 50s and 60s, the street boasted shops, restaurants, and a streetcar. But white flight and the departure of many businesses made life along the neighboring streets hard. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on the longtime residents who stayed in the area.
On a recent afternoon, Jaden's Diner serves a line of customers ready for a large meal. It's lunchtime and they couldn't be hungrier. Iris Crawford, who works at the restaurant, says people come there for one big reason.
Our famous soul food. We got one of the best soul food places in St. Louis City.
Those who walk into the restaurant aren't only coming for the food. They come back to remember a historical street. The diner is located off of Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, a once bustling street that's seen better days. The street, long known as Easton Avenue and Franklin Avenue, stretches from North St. Louis and through Wellston. People who lived near Easton decades ago might remember JCPenney, Jupiter's Clothing, or Woolworths, but these days those buildings are shells. Jaden's Diner is only 15 years old. Crawford says the restaurant has thrived because the community and surrounding area support it.
We get basically a lot of church-going people from around, different churches as in North County churches and all, they all come down here.
The restaurant is surrounded by longtime residents like Charlie Johnson. Johnson is proud of his neighborhood. He has 11 children and several live on his Greer Avenue block in North St. Louis.
I've been in the county all over the county. This block here is good as some of the blocks out in the county.
Johnson prides himself on the way he keeps up his neighborhood. At 90 years old, he mows neighbors' yards free of charge, but he'd like to see surrounding streets look just as good. If you keep driving down MLK, you'll arrive in Wellston. People in Wellston are passionate about the changes that need to be made. Ask people about the street, and they won't hold back.
I have friends that brought me home from work and stuff like that. You live in Wellston? Where are you taking me? Because there's a lot of vacant buildings.
Well, you know what? We have vacant buildings, but instead of tearing all these vacant buildings down, give them to let the citizens buy them and give them a time period where they can fix them up.
Some in Wellston have high hopes for the community, which became a home for the African American working class about 50 years ago. But its population has dropped from about 9,000 people to 2,300. People and businesses were leaving the area around the time officials renamed Easton Avenue and Franklin Avenue to Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in 1972. Jeffrey Boyd is the alderman for the 22nd Ward in St. Louis. Driving down MLK, he said the name change doesn't honor King's legacy as it should.
Martin Luther King from the 70s was a street that was starting to decline. So if you're going to change the name of it, it was probably easier to do back then because they saw it declining.
These days, living in the community can be difficult. Barbara Wilson has lived in Wellston for 50 years. At 86 years old, Wilson makes the most out of her situation, but she'd like to see it have the same services people in other areas have.
We got to go to the service station or something to buy food or get in your car and drive 2 or 3 miles when they can build us a grocery store in Wellston where we can go and get our food and live like people.
Back at Jaden's Diner, Crawford serves a hungry customer catfish, greens, and cornbread. She says despite the community's needs, it's still a good place.
You know, it's a good environment. It's close to downtown. You can easily find this building. The community is very, very great. It's just these vacant buildings must go.
I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.